Offside. Zanemarjeni Ferrari. V ponedeljek so strojevodje v Španiji začeli tridnevno stavko zaradi varnostnih pomislekov glede železniške infrastrukture in dveh nesreč, ki sta se zgodili v zadnjem mesecu. Stavko so predstavniki Sindikalne konfederacije delavskih komisij, Splošne zveze delavcev in sindikata SEMAF preklicali, potem ko je vlada ugodila njihovim stavkovnim zahtevam. V ponedeljek zvečer so namreč trije sindikati, ki predstavljajo okoli 80% delavcev v železniškem sektorju, dosegli 25-točkovni dogovor z Ministrstvom za transport in trajnostno mobilnost. V okviru tega bo vlada za vzdrževanje železniškega omrežja namenila 1,8 milijarde evrov in zaposlila dodatnih 3650 delavcev. Za stavko je bila januarska nesreča na odseku hitre proge med Sevilijo in Madridom. Nesreča se je zgodila v bližini kraja Adamus v provinci Kordova, potem ko je vlak zasebnega železniškega podjetja Irio iztiril in trčil v nasproti vozeči vlak državnega železniškega prevoznika Renfe. V nesreči je umrlo 46 ljudi, 292 je bilo poškodovanih. Vzrok za nesrečo predstavi vodja oddelka za civilno inženirstvo na Tehnični univerzi v Kartageni, Salvador Garcia Ailon Ventimiglia.
Well, now it's being investigated by the ministry and the judge court. The first finding, where they are clear, is that the problem was not in the train and was not a human mistake, but it was because of the infrastructure. So the problem is clear that it was in the infrastructure. The problem, they are talking about that the railway has a part broken. What they are now looking for is why it was broken. But what is clear is at the end, it's because a problem of the maintenance of the infrastructure. In fact, for example, the unions, what they are talking about is the discussion now is either invest enough in the last 10 years from the railway infrastructure, because the problem in Spain has not the second most longer high-speed railway infrastructure. But the problem is that this is a very expensive infrastructure, and the problem is to maintain it. So the discussion is now if we can afford it. And what are they now? The criticism from to the government is that they have invested a lot of money, and they keep investing a lot of money with the European funds in the growing this infrastructure, because the infrastructure, their global network is more or less from 80%. So it has also to be finished. But the investment in the oldest railway networks has not been properly done in the last years, in the last mainly in the last 5 years since the opening to private operators to the railway.
Po nesreči je španski minister za promet Oscar Puente potrdil, da so našli zareze v velikosti kovanca na kolesih prvih petih vagonov vlaka družbe Irio, ki je v večinski lasti italijanskega državnega železniškega operaterja Trenitalia. Trije vlaki, ki so se tisti dan pred nesrečo peljali po tem delu proge, so imeli na kolesju enake zareze. Po podatkih preiskovalne komisije za železniške nesreče, krajše SIAF, so bile te zareze na vozovju skladne z ugotovitvijo, da je bila proga razpokana. Čeprav je minister Puente sprva zatrjeval, da infrastruktura ni bila razlog za nesrečo, je po prvih ugotovitvah komisije retoriko spremenil. Po predstavitvi ugotovitev je dejal, da ne more zanikati vloge, ki jo je odigrala infrastruktura. Predsednik podjetja Renfe, Alvaro Fernandez Heredia, je po nesreči tudi zatrdil, da ni šlo za človeško napako. Z podjetja Irio pa so sporočili, da so iztirjeni vlak nazadnje pregledali 3 dni pred nesrečo. V izjavi so pojasnili, da je bil vlak izdelan leta 2022, tehnični pregled pa je vlak prestal 15. januarja. Več o preiskavi pove sogovornik.
50 people died, so it's an investigation in the judicial court too. So, but in the beginning, they talk about the problem could be of the train, because the train idiot from Italy that has the initial problem was a very heavy train, but the infrastructure should have no problem with that. In fact, they say that we have to see if this is the train of the infrastructure. After the CIAF, CIAF is the commission that is investigating them. It's a commission from the own ministry. Okay, it's not the judicial court. It's because there are two lines of investigation at this moment: the judicial one, the court, and the own ministry. Okay, and the CIAF said from the beginning it's not the train; it's the infrastructure. And now they are seeing that probably it's been a railway steel, the steel part of the train, the steel part of infrastructure, okay, that has had the problem. So when the problem is there, so it's clear that there's a problem that happened in the lane, during a lot of troubles. The problem is that this railway track was probably being broken in the last days. And it was this train who has the bad luck to definitely broke it, okay? So, and that is probably the thing that is very clearly correlated with the lack of maintenance, that because if you have a proper maintenance, you should have may discover that this railway track was with a crack or have a problem of, because it's not clear where they broken, but it's clear where it's broken, okay? It should have something that we have to know if it's the ballast, if it's the terrain, if it's the original cause of the accident. We have is still under investigation, but it's clear it's about the infrastructure and it's clearly correlated of the maintenance.
Španija zaradi razširitve hitrih prog in subvencij vozovnic, ki so jih uvedli septembra leta 2022 kot ukrep proti inflaciji, beleži vse večje število potnikov. Od leta 2019 do leta 2024 se je število potnikov na visoko hitronosnih vlakih podvojilo z 20 milijonov na 40. Predsednik vlade Pedro Sanchez je decembra leta 2021 potrdil ukrep, ki je vključeval 40-odstotni popust na potniške karte v urbanih in ostalih središčih. Subvencije vozovnic poleg španske financirajo tudi regionalne vlade, ki sodelujejo v projektu. Sprva je vlada ukrep načrtovala kot začasen, a so ga lani prav tako podaljšali. Sanchez je decembra lani napovedal tudi mesečno vozovnico za neomejene regionalne vožnje po državi na vlakih družbe Renfe in uporabo regionalnih avtobusov po enotni ceni 60 evrov. Zakaj se država ni prilagodila večjemu številu potnikov, pojasni sogovornik.
The minister has recognized that it's a problem of maintenance in the network. So, and in fact, the unions were having a strike because they asked for increase this maintenance budget, because the thing is I think, in my opinion, it's a thing of a budget of money to increase the quantity of maintenance investment, but also to improve planning and improve the management of the network, because the problem is that also they have not correctly planned for example the liberalization process of the network, for example, because something that's happening that is good, they have arrived new operators. They have doubled the quantity of users of travelers in the network. The problem is that they are, as we said in Spanish, they are dying of success, because we are dying of success because something that was good is making something bad. So the problem is that they have not planned correctly this increase of travelers, and now the system is suffering for stress in the network.
Špansko omrežje hitrih železnic ima skoraj 4000 km prog in je po podatkih Adifa največje v Evropi, ter za Kitajsko drugo na svetu. Španija je v letu 2025 vložila 5 milijard evrov v železniško omrežje. Polovico so vložili v mediteranski koridor, ostala sredstva pa naj bi namenili vzdrževanju Renfa in ostalih projektov hitre železnice. Po podatkih Evropske komisije je Španija od leta 2018 do 2022 za omrežje hitrih prog porabila približno 1,5 milijarde evrov letno, več kot katerakoli druga članica Evropske unije. Vendar so španske oblasti samo 16% sredstev namenile obnovitvenim in vzdrževalnim delom na omrežju. Po podatkih komisije se delež sredstev, ki jih za vzdrževanje prog za hitre vlake namenijo Francija, Nemčija in Italija, giblje med 34 in 39%. Pomanjkljivo vzdrževanje nadalje pojasni sogovornik.
The government at the beginning was on the investigation what was the real reason, no? But in fact, in my case, I wrote in the newspapers, I wrote an article talking about that from the beginning. An article that was entitled, "We have bought a Ferrari, is expensive to buy, but it's also expensive to maintain." That was something. We have a Ferrari, and we did not take care about the thing that is not really expensive to invest, because we have invested more close to 100,000 millions of euros in the last 20 years to open up this railway network. So we have invested a lot of money, but the problem is that now we have to invest a lot of money in maintaining it.
Decembra leta 2016 je Evropski parlament potrdil tako imenovani četrti železniški paket, v okviru katerega so morale vlade držav članic razbiti monopole državnih prevoznikov in liberalizirati potniški trg. V Španiji lahko zasebna podjetja, ki imajo licenco železniške družbe, varnostni certifikat in odobreno vlogo za uporabo železniške infrastrukture, od decembra 2020 ponujejo potniške storitve. Sprva je bil potniški trg omejen na tri linije, in sicer na relacijo od Madrida do Barcelone in naprej do meje s Francijo, na relacijo od Madrida do Levanteja ter od Madrida do Malage. Sogovornik pove, da je liberalizacija dodatno obremenila špansko železniško omrežje.
The liberalization is being done in a progressive way, okay? It's been opening in different lanes. The first one was the Madrid-Catalunya, okay? The Madrid-Barcelona, okay? The second one has been the Madrid. So it was open, and it's been opening where there is market for that, because the private operators have been introduced in the part of the network that is where there is a market for that, where there is enough market, because this way they can compete, and this way the prices can be lowered. Okay, but the first one was what Adif, the ministry. Adif is the manager of the infrastructure. Okay, and Renfe is the public operator. Okay. Renfe in the past was a monopoly, okay? Now Renfe has to compete with two new operators. The first one that arrived was Oigo, and the second one was IDIO, the Italian ones. And they're talking about that new operators may be introduced now also. But it requires having the trains prepared for that, having also the authorizations for that, because the security system was not exactly the same in Spain and the other countries, for example. So it has been introduced progressively. So it's how it should be done. The problem is it has not been probably done in a way correctly planned, because this introduction of new operators has generated a stress in the system, a stress in the infrastructure, and this stress has generated problems in the using the infrastructure, because if you double the size, the global size of the traffic, the global quality of the traffic has been doubled. So that it has not been done homogeneously, because it has been doubled in the global numbers or the figures of the whole country. But in the line, for example, of Catalonia and Madrid-Barcelona, Madrid-Sevilla has been more than doubled. For example, Madrid-Sevilla has been 30 years ago, it has 10, 15 operations by day, and now it's close on many days to 200. So it has been 10 times more. The deterioration of the infrastructures has been increased a lot, and these deteriorations requires a great budget in maintenance.
Dva dni po nesreči v Andaluziji se je zgodila še nesreča v Kataloniji. Katalonski lokalni vlak Rodalies je trčil v ostanke podpornega zidu, ki se je podrl na tire. V nesreči je umrl vajenec strojevodja, 37 ljudi je bilo poškodovanih. Upravljavec železniške infrastrukture Adif je sporočil, da se je zid na progo sesul kot posledica večje količine dežja zaradi nevihte Harry. Zaradi omenjenih nesreč so sindikati, Sindikalna konfederacija delavskih komisij, Splošna zveza delavcev in SEMAF pozvali k tridnevni stavki od 9. do 12. februarja. Stavkajoči so želeli ukrepe za večjo varnost železnic in jasna pravila za krizna stanja, kot so izredne vremenske razmere ali poškodbe tirov. Poleg tega so znotraj sindikata strojevodi SEMAF zahtevali zaposlitev dodatnega osebja in povečanje naložb za vzdrževanje železnic. V ponedeljek zvečer so sindikati nato prekinili stavko in z ministrstvom podpisali 25-točkovni dogovor, ki med drugim vključuje okrepitev Varnostne agencije za železniški promet, krajše ASF. Vlada se je zavezala, da bo zaposlila dodatnih 3650 delavcev. Do leta 2030 se bo vsako leto pri državnem operaterju Adifu zaposlilo 480 delavcev, pri Renfeju skupno 1200. Prav tako bo vlada kupila dodatnih 300 vozil za vzdrževanje prog. Za vzdrževanje omrežja pa bo namestila 1,8 milijarde evrov. Med drugim dogovor predvideva oblikovanje posebnih delovnih skupin za snovanje protokolov v času ekstremnih vremenskih razmer. Načrtovana je tudi okrepitev centrov za izobraževanje strojevodij. Stavko kljub dogovoru nadaljujeta sindikata CGT in sindikat železniških delavcev. Več o dogovoru sogovornik.
The problem is that, well, the agreement that has been achieved between unions of the and the ministry was mainly because there was a lot of requirements that has not been attended from the workers of the sector, okay? But there are unions from the public company Renfe, okay? These also unions are mainly from the public company Renfe, so it's also regarding. There are also many sectors that do not agree with the situation because the problem is that the government has not clearly specified how it's going to make this increase of maintenance budget. So the ministry the government has arrived to agreement with some parts of the operators of the network, but not in at a whole. And in fact, more than beyond the problem with unions, that is a specific problems of the labor requirements of the unions, it's the how is going to do the ministry for the next years, because the problem of the deficit of budget maintenance is it's increasing, okay? Because in main infrastructure maintenance, we have to take in account that an euro that you do not invest today is 2 euros the next year, but in 2 years it's not going to be 3 euros, it's going to be 5 euros, and in the fourth year you may invest, or in the third year you may invest, it should not be probably available to make the repairization of the fixing of the network, because probably it would be more investment than maybe to build from scratch, okay? So the problem is that the increase of the need to budget is not linear, because it increases, it's exponential, okay? So it's something that we should take care about, because in the next year we will have a problem with that, because the government has not changed.
Španska vlada je več let sredstva bolj kot za vzdrževanje obstoječega omrežja namenila gradnji novih prog. Poleg tega se je bolj kot z vprašanjem, kaj pomanjkljiv nadzor nad omrežjem pomeni za varnost potnikov, ukvarjala z liberalizacijo potniškega trga in pritegovanjem čim večjega števila ljudi. Hitri offset sta odvozila Vajenec, Petek in Tim.